yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely, she was the queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio playing low, and the secrets that we shared, the mountains that we moved, caught like a wildfire out of control, till there was nothing left to burn and nothing left to prove. And I remember what she said to me, how she swore that.
Welcome, newcomers. This is the Malcolm Go podcast. Actually, episode 100. Last week I thought it was 100, but I'm a moron, and this is actually 100. But it's our first being featured on fansided.com, musketfire.com, the Patriots' premier website for Patriots news. My name is Tony. With me, as always, Tyler on his mic. You can say hello, Tyler.
Hey.
And my cousin down in Arkansas, Kenneth Paul. What do you say, Kenneth?
Howdy, ladies and gentlemen.
Listen, this is our first podcast on the new website. We are thrilled to bring new fans to this rocket ship we call the Malcolm Go podcast. It's been a labor of love for 5 years, and finally, the ship has come in for your boy. The money train is rolling in. And baby, am I the only one that knows the deal. The two guys along for the ride will get tidbits now and again. I'll start Venmoing up a couple of cents now and again, and then you guys can enjoy your life and just continue to
Tony claims, podcast.
We read the contract. I could just say three things right now that would get us all kicked off the website.
Yeah, well, again, as the old fans, the old Malcolm Go fans love the soundboard, I brought my soundboard along with me for the ride.
Money, dingo, guinea, what, greaseball, goombas, come out of the woodwork.
So all the boys, we are by far the second most famous podcasters in Saugus, Massachusetts. By far. Carabas and us are like, we're neck and neck. And then there's Miles till probably the third best podcaster. I just want to stay up front. This is the Malcolm Go podcast. This is an uncensored Patriots podcast. We rarely talk X's and O's, mostly because we're morons. Secondly, because we don't know what we're looking at, really. But thirdly, it is just not an X's and O podcast. That's just not how I work. We structure it more as a tailgate talk type thing. It's like how I like to say it. We'll sit around, we bullshit, we chat. It's basically like you and your friends are out before the game and after the game having a few beers before you drive home. You know how it goes. And just an uncensored look at the squad and what's going on. It's football. It's Patriots football. It's NFL football. It's just everything that's going on in our lives. We talk a lot about Saugus and Route 1. We're probably the most famous Route 1 podcast.
Speaking of that, Tony
mentioned vasectomies.
We have talked vasectomies quite a bit.
Tony goes all out for Christmas. The house is decorated from head to toe.
I've got three kids. I got a baby who just turned one. Two other kids, and I'm the only one that likes Christmas. My middle daughter likes it, and that's it. I decorate for myself to feel like a child because I've never grown up. And, so that's just what it is. I mean, I don't know. It looks nice in here. A lot of Santa stuff. I put up all the Christmas cards. I put the lights up. Fucking lights didn't glimmer. I put them up along the gutter line, the icicles. What a scam. This gun they sell. So you put up your lights. And if one goes out, unless you replace it, it doesn't work. You know what I mean? You know how a light goes out?
Yeah.
But like these new fangled lights, they're supposed to be able to like skip one. If it doesn't, then you get this little gun. It's like $20. It's like an as seen on TV absolute atrocity. It doesn't work. You're supposed to like click a few times with the trigger and it just like replaces it and jumps it. Doesn't work. Absolute nightmare. So I have the icicles with a 2-foot section in it. Very un-Christmas-like.
You're an up-on-the-roof guy for lights?
Up on the rooftop. Big time. Yeah. No, I'm big time. Not on the roof, but, you know, I get a low roof. I do that.
I don't put lights up. Like, I do a couple things.
New to the house game.
I'm a big candle-in-the-windows guy, but here's my problem.
Candle in the wind? That's a Jewish thing, isn't it?
No,
you put the blue candles
that.
In there?
No, that was the original Christmas lights.
That used to be my dad's thing.
Yeah, because that's what Christmas lights were.
Christmas lights were those?
Christmas lights originally were candles on the window. You didn't have lights.
This sounds biblical. This sounds like Passover or something.
This sounds like what Anne Frank did.
Immediately. Yeah, probably. Immediately. Immediately.
Your P's and Q's, Buster.
I don't know how. If somebody on the podcast knows what they're on podcast world knows what they're doing, somebody tell me why my iPad takes a second. I'm trying to play this.
Your P's and Q's, Buster. You just mind your P's and Q's, Buster.
Play it.
And remember who you're dealing with.
This is a very unstructured podcast, as you'll find out shortly, that this is a mess from start to finish, almost weekly. I set it up. I got all the things. I YouTube everything, how to do it. And it's always a mess from start to finish. Doesn't matter what it is. Anyway, like I said, we were getting to it. But this is an uncensored podcast. We talk. We curse. We say unruly behavior things. And we just, and they came in and got your boy. And they wanted to, feature him on musketfire.com as the Patriot podcast on Fansided. And I'm thrilled. We're all thrilled. Oh, here we go. Now we're getting... See what I mean? We're getting texts. What is that? I know for a fact. I can't have it. I can't have it, Tyler.
This is the third time we've tried to start this podcast. Yeah, this is
the first time I just had Tyler's mic muted the entire time. But anyway, I was trying to get into the fact that we had the contract negotiate on Friday. And, I was like, yeah, sure, let's do it. I've been doing it 5 years. I'm still terrible at it. And they were like, we'd love to have you. I said, I'd love to join you. And then I said, I was getting a little, kind of finalizing the thing. I was like, I almost feel like they didn't listen a lot. But they did listen a little bit. Like, they had a little snippets of things that, about what we talk about. And I'm like, all right. So I'm like, that we say some wild shit once in a while. You know what I mean? We say some outrageous stuff. And, it's meant as jokes. But, it gets a little crazy. And they were all just like, just shrugged, like nobody wanted to say anything. And I was like, oh boy, I was like, I may have just thrown a hand grenade into this entire thing.
Trying to think of all the ridiculous stories we told when we had.
Well, they're all drunk, for no idiot reason. Stories, yeah. Just being sawgas trash your whole life. Yeah. Just the way you grew up.
I also endorse John Gruden. Tyler hasn't denounced terrorism. And
a lot of stuff.
Women should not be allowed again.
He said that one time. We did receive. Backlash. There was backlash. That's, for that
I didn't say women shouldn't be allowed at games. I just said the fact that because women are at games, men seem to not behave correctly.
No.
And that we're not capable of fixing that behavior. So
terrific. Okay, terrific.
I need to start getting I don't know what I need to do. But anyway, so then I got the contract sent over to me, and it was like line number one, make sure there's no sexually explicit wording, conversation. I was like, we're fired week one. This is going to be a disaster. We're going to curse, said horrible stuff. We haven't talked about the Patriots for half a second. Not one half of a second we talked about it. I'm just worrying about my damn friggin' iPad that doesn't work.
Dang.
Exactly.
Don't worry. Your boring. New fan-sided money.
You'll have all that fan-sided money coming in. So we're, we're figuring it out.
What's the point of talking about the Patriots when they just don't? We just don't lose anymore.
No, it's boring now to watch. How about I for one am annoyed that they threw the ball at all at this point. Throwing it three times, you might as well have thrown it 30. I mean, at one was cute. One pass was cute in the first half. I was like, that's cute. You're gonna win a game with one pass in 2021. And then they went through two more meaningless passes later just to ruin it.
I heard that just today that Josh Allen threw 30 passes. I was astonished.
Right now I'm hearing that for the first time.
30 passes in that game.
He did not. He did. That didn't happen.
That's
not a
today.
Chance he threw 30. I'm going to say he threw under 20.
I would have said 17.
That's what I said, under 20. So anyway, it was a...
15 for 30 he was in that game.
50%. By the way, Mac Jones should be awarded Player of the Week. In that wind, he throws 66% of his passes complete.
Unbelievable.
That's AFC unbelievable. Player of the Week. 2 for 3, 19 yards, legendary. What a stat line. I loved it. How about the one pass he did throw that was more than 1 yard down the field to Jonnu? He had to go, he had to like soar away like Tinkerbell to go get it.
I just can't, the offensive line, just putting in a
bully ball.
And they just never adjusted.
Well, we have the best left tackle in the league in N'Keal Harry. That guy.
Language. Listen, he was. If this one play doesn't happen, we are all having a different conversation about N'Keal Harry again. You'll find out that I'm a N'Keal Harry supporter. Until Belichick trades or cuts a player, I am firmly in their corner. The only player I lost it on was Jordan Richards. That was it. Mostly because it was just the draft position for a player that I knew was terrible. N'Keal Harry, again, was supposed to be a first-round pick or an early second-round pick. We took him with the last pick in the first round. Everyone loved it. Thrilled. And, again, I will say this about N'Keal. He's the best blocking wide receiver in the league.
I don't know if he spent more time on N'Keal Harry or Josh Gordon, but I talked about both those guys.
I hate Josh Gordon.
Way too much in my life.
I never stop thinking about Josh Gordon because...
It comes up every week somehow.
It has to, because KP's obsessed with the N'Keal Harry thing.
Fuck N'Keal Harry. That guy stinks. I want him off my team. He stinks.
He's a tremendous block. Listen, they don't win that game without N'Keal Harry. They also almost lost it because of him, but neither here nor there.
Another adjustment the Bills never made. Like, your defensive end, there's a guy that keeps hitting you from the outside. You never think to look.
They had 10 guys in the box the whole time. And I'm sitting there the whole game. I'm like, I understand this win, but two quarters, the win's with you, right? Two quarters, the win's with you. I'm like, they're going to run up in this same, literally they just could have gave the Bills the play. You know what I mean? The whole game, like, we're going to run to this hole and it wouldn't have mattered. They were going to do the same exact thing no matter what. But there was 10 guys in the box and one safety, like 6-7 yards back. I'm like, if N'Keal Harry just chip blocks for a second, they play action, and he slides behind the linebacker, he would run back to Foxborough. The whole game, he's the only wide receiver, and he's blocking. They didn't once try it. I'm screaming at my TV the whole game. I'm like, just once try it. If you don't make it, whatever.
I think they really were thinking
You know what was set up? The flea flicker was there all night.
I kept saying flea flicker, and all I wanted to do was lose my mind.
So basically, if the Pats don't make any mistakes, the Bills don't score any points. So basically, the thought process. Like, we have the lead. As long as we don't make a single mistake, they're not going to score.
Yeah, the Patriots made one. I mean, they drove the field a lot. I mean, the one big run, obviously, that won the game for them, essentially. And then they drove the field two more times and got field goals. I love that they went for two, by the way. I love it.
That was unbelievable.
In Buffalo. 1,000-mile-an-hour winds, snow, cold. Like, we're going for two. And still, by the way, they kicked field goals. Like, it didn't even matter. They still let Nick Folk go out there and kick field goals.
With the wind.
Best running back? Is Harris? Did Harris just, like, take that? He was just like,
Harris got hurt, and I'm telling you right now that that's, like, that's a problem for him. Ramondre is such a beast. I don't know who he's better. Harris is better right now. But it's not going to be long before Stevenson is starting games. And Harris is backing him up.
How long till Jonnu is just Cordarrelle Patterson? Like, how far away are we from that?
In terms of what? Him running the ball?
Yeah, just becoming a running back. Just being good at that.
He's a good tight end. I'm telling you, he's a good player. They feature him. They want to feature him. It's just like, you know... I mean, Hunter Henry, I don't even know if he saw the field in this game. He had like 15 plays.
We
just don't have to bring... His wife's pregnant. Very close.
I don't know what that has to do with anything.
He's a hog.
He is a hog.
He's a hog.
This is a big Arkansas podcast. Treylon Burks goes pro today.
Demands.
What do you say? The Pats have like the second and fifth best right tackle in the league? Like, they have the two...
Yeah, they at least have the top... Two of the top five.
Two of the top five. So they just like, we're just going to play both of them the entire game.
Yeah.
Like,
so they put, I love what they did. They put Karras at left guard to like remove Onwenu. And then they're just like, you know what? If we want to go to Buffalo, a team that is supposed to be built, you know, for their elements, so you can win 8 games at home, basically, is what you're supposed to do as a home team. But what they're doing to themselves is trying to compete with Kansas City and LA Rams, Chargers, and throw the ball a million times. Which is great in September, but when it's December in Buffalo, it's impossible to do anything. And the Patriots just came in and bullied them like we play in Buffalo full time. And that's why Bill Belichick says, that's why we practice in this shit.
Well, I mean, Belichick, I like my favorite quote was when they were like, yeah, we had a game plan, and like an hour before the game, we were like, that's not going to work.
Yeah.
As if he knew it was going to, that weather was going to be there all week. Big Bill knew that. We know.
That was my whole thing was like, do you think that they, it must have been like, there was no way that was the game plan. Obviously, it was like, we're going to go in there and do something and throw the ball and attack them this way. And then they were like, let's just run.
They ran like all the plays you learned the first week in training camp. That's it.
It was literally Pop Warner, like Green Bay Packers sweep.
Yeah. Down block, yeah. Kick out.
Yeah.
Like every
play. Okay, 22 draw, 22 dive, 22 dive.
I mean, I want to run. If we run that toss this or after the bye week, I mean, I'll be appalled if the Colts aren't ready for it.
Colts. I'm not a worry. I don't know. The Colts actually scare me a little bit more than the Bills do because they play more like a Patriots. The Colts and the Bills should switch locations is what they should have done. The Bills are built like a dome team, and the Colts are built like a Buffalo team.
But, like, all the Patriots are going to do is, like, stop Jonathan Taylor and dare Carson Wentz to beat them, and that guy stinks out loud.
Well, I don't know. I don't know anything about – I haven't gotten into the film.
I know.
I got to get into the film. I know that in, like, 1 year he was supposed to be the MVP and then got hurt, and then the Eagles won the Super Bowl without him, so –
We don't talk about that much.
That's one of the Super Bowls that we don't talk about.
That one is. Oh, by the way, we didn't talk about Scuba Suit Mac making his first appearance. I mean that
he admitted today it wasn't a scuba suit, which I disagree with. It was a scuba suit.
No, I'm not listening to that.
Yeah, no, not even once. He looked chilly. I mean, let's face it, he didn't have much to do.
They said previously he had about 22 extra pounds of clothing on. I was like, that's not good.
It's not that cold. It was like 30. What was it, like 35? It wasn't. Was
he's
that
never
cold?
Seen snow like that. So
I don't care.
He was, yeah, like he was. What he had like that. Like if I went into snow like that, and he was like waddling onto the field, like fuck this, I want to go home. That's what he looked like.
Yeah. I mean, cold. I mean, I guess I don't know. It's such an odd thing. It must be the absolute opposite of like when I go to Florida. I'm like, this is oppressive and absolutely unnecessary to be this hot. Everyone's out, like, there'd be kids, like, teens, like, roughneck teens out with sweatshirts on. Like, that's what they wear in Florida, like, shorts and sweatshirts.
You Lecontis
and I'm
known
like,
to
this
take,
is hell.
You guys are known to take water on pretty quickly.
Yeah.
You start sweating immediately, no matter
I
where
went
are.
To Florida in August, South Florida in August, and tried to play tennis with my brother, and I was like, I was a puddle. It was, my clothes didn't fit after one set. I was like, I'm going home, I'm walking home, sitting in the air conditioning for the next week, and then I'm getting on an airplane. Don't ever make me go outside again in this absolute desert nightmare. Whatever, it feels like you're walking in a pool. I don't even know, like a pool, like not even a sauna, like a, just water. You're wading through water. That's why people live forever, because they move so fucking slow. They're always so goddamn hot.
The restaurant Don worked at, they called him the sweaty guy. So
where in Salem or
that's what they just call him the sweaty guy. No matter where.
So
like
so Don's my brother, and he's never on the pod, but he was on the pod early. If you go back to the way into the catalog, deep in the catalog, like episodes 1 through 10, he might have popped on. Doesn't know anything about football, but he was. Let's say he doesn't have the greatest work ethic. We'll start there. And
I don't have to bring up his character. We can just say he's a sweaty guy and moved on.
I'm just
going to.
I'm
10 minutes of background.
No, I
know.
We need
a
mother.
They never had the best relationship.
This is a story. It's a story. Anyway, so we get him. He's been very excited about, like, he hasn't worked. I don't know. He doesn't really work. He's been working for like a few months. Decides he needs to take a little vacation. So he goes.
He's got a very good relationship with your mom.
It's a very Buster Bluth, Lucille relationship. But he was like he was very excited. So he got cruise tickets. I don't know how he paid for it. Might be on credit. Probably on credit. He's going to get everything repossessed. And so I was like, why are you doing that? You need a vacation. You've worked for 2 months. And so, yeah, he gets a vacation. He goes to Fort Lauderdale and get ready to get on the ship. I guess he's on the ship and he gets a headache and goes to the nurse. I don't know where you go to in the cruise, the cruise nurse. I don't know. And they're like, hey, we don't have any Advil, but maybe you should take one of these here tests we got. Turns out COVID positive Dominic no longer leave his room on the cruise. and they have to send him home like a fucking patient zero on Carnival Cruise, wherever the hell he's on. I loved it. Every bit of it was my favorite story I'd ever heard.
Is this day one of the cruise?
Day one. Day one cruising. Yeah.
Did he not tell you how they got him home?
I heard he got home on a private jet.
They put him on a PJ and flew his ass here.
They couldn't get his ass out of there fast enough.
Yeah.
He had food. I was like, Dom, why didn't you just ask for steak in the company? Like, you should
seriously. What was that? I mean, yeah, I couldn't believe it when I heard it. And I was like, that's perfect that that happened to him. Now he's home sick as a dog, I hope. Just wondering, his cruises in St. Martin. Everyone's having, they're all doing, ole, 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 ole. Dom's coughing on his couch with his cat. Anyway, we'll be back after these messages. Our new ad sponsors. We've got ads now. I don't know if there's going to be an ad after this. Perhaps. Perhaps not. We'll find out. Let's just wait and see, shall we? And we're back on the Malcolm Go podcast. That was a odd 3 seconds. I don't know if there was an ad there. Maybe there was. Perhaps there wasn't. We'll see. So we are talking Patriots, boys. How annoyed or annoying is Sean McDermott? I place him top. I don't know if I've ever been more annoyed at a coach ever.
I don't understand after you get your ass beat repeatedly by the same man over and over, and you look like you're going to cry, and then you're like, well, let's just not give Bill Belichick all the credit. How about we do? How about we just give him all the
credit for coming into Buffalo and whooping your ass
with a rookie quarterback?
You know, it's one thing to be like Sean McVay in the Super Bowl and like openly like fawn over Bill Belichick before the game. I saw that and I was like, oh, this guy already, he's done. He's dead. Bill had Terminator eyes, and Sean McVay came over and was like, you're a great coach, man. I can't believe how good you are. And I was like, all right, that's the end of that game. And this guy's like goes the opposite way. He's like, he's not even good. Like, you know, he yells at his wife. You know, he yells at his wife at home, smashes dishes. He's not even that great, Marissa, whatever his wife's name is.
Also, like,
I just hate his face. He looks like he's always going to cry.
Windstruck, bright red Irish face, yeah.
But what does it matter to your team who you give credit to?
Yeah, I mean,
what's the difference? Like, you still lost, so just does it matter? Does it change anything? Like, no, you just
over 90% of the time, and your defense, which was like a top five run defense in the league, couldn't stop it. Okay, they were telling you to play.
Did you see their two defensive backs go? They almost cried as well at the reporter who asked them the question.
Yeah. Well, that was a ridiculous question.
I disagree. You want to be a big boy and stand? I mean, they did just have an emotional loss. But, like, don't take it so personal. I mean, he did use word, like, were you embarrassed?
Yeah, it's not like you went up 51 points. They went up 14 points.
That's a good fan question, though. You know what I mean? If I was a fan, which I am, if I was giving interviews to someone and they were my team, I'd say, are you embarrassed that just happened? Because I am. I was frozen out there in this terrible stadium. And now why do I have echo from you, KP? I can't stop hearing it. I hate this podcast. KP, why do I have echo from you? Losing my mind.
Is it better?
No, it's better? Not better.
Do you have headphones on?
Yeah, he's got headphones on.
How about that?
Yeah, it's much better. What were you doing? Listening to us on speakerphone?
I can't confirm nor deny.
Nah, you listen on speakerphone. So we're fucking bouncing off his dumb Arkansas walls. Of course.
Have no pictures.
His buckhead. He's got his antlers, deer antlers he's got in the stupid background. And I can't hear myself think. I've lost my whole train of thought because he's fucking... Like,
oh, you thought that ridiculous question was a good question. How is that a good question? Are you embarrassed about the game?
Why I forgot what we're talking about. Question.
Why would the safeties be embarrassed?
They should be embarrassed.
Because they suck.
They ran 14 points
for 250 yards on them.
Yeah.
When they were basically telling you we're going to run on you.
The Patriots defense is known for saying, we don't care about yards, we care about points. Yeah, I think they would have bought it, but they should have. Buffalo really should have won that game.
You should have won?
Yes.
Huh, why?
Because if they don't fumble the ball or they don't trip over their own... Like, they screwed up in the red zone at the end of the game so many times. Like,
yeah, but if Nikhil Harry doesn't fumble a punt...
Well, no, I'm going to say the game. Like, Buffalo had the ball
say something
with
nice about Nikhil Harry.
You're in punishment right now.
But they have the ball with potential MVP candidate at the end of the game, like, who's huge. He's way bigger than I remembered him. Like, yeah. Every single time he ran the ball, I was like, he can run over all our D-backs. Like, this guy's a monster.
He is a monster. He's like, it's weird, like, the better he's gotten as a quarterback, you're like, wow. He's like, it looks like he's grown, like, 2 inches every time. He's grown 2 inches.
And you don't even think to run him in the red zone to try to score a touchdown? Like, what? I don't know. I really thought they were going to lose that game at the end.
At the end, that would have been heartbreaking.
If you would listen to me on last week's podcast, I actually know exactly how large Josh Allen is because what? I've been in a wedding with him.
We've heard the story about how large. He's later been in his bedroom, and let me tell you about large.
You should see that thing.
We were talking about Sean McDermott, and I just don't. For one, clown. I don't like his. You know how much Bill Belichick's in his head, like he spirals out of control and starts like getting angry. Like, you mean like this is the type of guy that like physically assaults someone for like stepping on his Adidas. You know what I mean? It's the type of guy that snaps quick, and that's not the type of guy I get along with.
Such a particular type of guy that Tony must have had to be.
No, I'm not that guy. But
you know, you snap. You're in seventh grade. And someone steps on your new Adidas.
No, I'm more the guy that steps on the Adidas, and I have to run away because, and that's usually me. Stepping on some guy's Adidas in the club, getting a right hook to the back of my jaw.
It was just too particular because nobody's that guy except for one guy that you must have met.
the one guy that hit me. He aggravates me. And then you know he's so much in his, just Bill's in his head, but he's like he doesn't accept it or like try to like compete. He just snaps at like the people that pointed it out. So like it's different than like Rex Ryan, who had like a jolly bravado about him, like, oh,
like he just wanted foot picks and shit. Like,
yeah, he was fat, but he was like also good.
He also kind of beat them,
and he was he would win sometimes. Yeah. He would,
which was odd.
He was a good defensive coordinator, good defensive coach, and he was just fat and would never give in, even though you knew that Bill owned him. And then like finally he just admitted it. He was like, yeah, I mean, he owns me. I can't beat him. It's impossible to beat this guy.
Sean was just like, he'll
go down and kill himself before that happens.
What about when we beat them in 2 weeks? Well, I guess it'd be 3 weeks technically. Right. And do you think Bill like remembers that? Like that bitch said that I get no credit.
I don't think he would ever say a word about it. No. But he might say something snide. I don't know. Bill's whole energy this year was throwing me off from start to finish. Like
That's why we practice in this shit. I was like, who is that?
He loves this team. Loves them.
He's got a team that he built from scratch. You know what I mean? That he composed. Last year was like, I got what I got, right? It's COVID. Like five of my best players just upright and just didn't want to play. And our best player of all time left. I got nothing. Let me just get this guy.
The money was all fucked up last year.
Yeah, he had no money. He just built what he could out of scraps. Got seven wins out of them somehow, and we're like,
they won seven games last year,
and they could have won like three more, and they blew
had
a few
legitimate chance for the playoffs in week 15.
Yeah, they were close to like beat Buffalo on the road.
What is it? What are you doing now? Are you pumping like
scratching?
A
scratching? I don't know what he's doing. You're gonna get.
It sounds like you're filling up with a volleyball.
Like pumping on the speaker. Have a little professionalism. This kid,
I heard that. Wait a minute.
Tyler's on the other side of the bar in my Mountain Go Studios.
Did you see the quote about what Mac Jones said about Matthew Slater today? It made me laugh out loud.
Well, he's one of the best public speakers you've seen.
Greatest public speaker he's ever seen.
Matt Slater. I love Matt Slater. He's just, I mean, he's a different breed, man. He's good. I mean, whatever. I don't know. I don't know if I could ever see myself getting fired up, like listening to him talk. But I respect the hell out of him. I bet you I'd love him to give me like a church sermon or something like that, whatever they do.
Well, baptize me. For Mac Jones. Mac Jones is like, his rankings are probably Donald Trump, Obama, Martin Luther King, Matthew Slater. That's probably it.
Donald Trump? Did you just put him in the top speakers?
What the heck's going on around here?
Yeah.
You've got a very limited.
I just thought Mac Jones would be, you know, a MAGA guy.
Slater's a sure. Slater's a surefire like coach as soon as he retires, guy. Like he's on the staff. Like he's a Patriot.
I bet you he goes to like medical school. So he's gonna do something absurd.
No,
like,
I think he's just gonna
join the Peace Corps.
No,
like just be. He's gonna be around the team forever.
He can play. He's still fast. He can play till he's 45. Why not? Just sprints down the field and tackles one guy. That's all he has to do all game. He literally doesn't even practice with the team. He has his own field, the Slater Field, and he goes and runs around people and pretend he, like practice dummies and just tries to chase like rabbits. Like a muck rabbit, like South Florida guys. What?
They were so bad and so hurt that he played receiver at one point. That was
I remember.
Fun. Yeah, that happened.
Anytime Matt Slater was on the field, I was like, for some reason, Tom would always throw it to him because I feel like they'd put the Make-A-Wish kid on him. Like oh, you want to play? You want to play defense in an NFL game? Here, cover Matt Slater. And then, always he'd throw it to him and be intercepted every time. One time he made a catch against Miami, I think, and that was his only catch ever. But I vividly remember them playing a playoff game against Baltimore, just getting an interception. And then they were like, I was like, is Matt Slater on the field? And I was like, oh, God, they're definitely going to throw it to him for no reason right now. And he went like on a 60-yard post. And he was covered by three people. I was like, Matt Slater can't catch a ball by himself. He's no way he's catching it in between. And Tom threw it up inexplicably. And it was intercepted in the play immediately. I think it was either the first or the second play after an interception.
Well,
speaking
good.
Of
we're trying
inexplicable,
to get... go ahead.
Here's a good a segue to N'Keal Harry as your punt returner.
I mean, I just don't get the guy can't even catch. He's like Matt Slater. He
can catch. First of all, let's get that out of the way. But okay, if we're calling this Bill Belichick's masterpiece, right? His masterpiece of a coaching clinic, then we have to discuss why on earth do you put a guy. You literally carry one guy on this team who does nothing but return punts. His only job is punt returner. And he was an all-pro last year. And they were like, you know what? I've got a little something. I got something that's going to shock them today. Let's put N'Keal Harry back there, who has never returned a punt on the windiest day that he's ever seen, and have him do it at night.
Especially when Gunner goes down, it's usually Myers back there. Like, there's other guys. That it's just a weird.
It was the weirdest thing I'd ever seen. I don't know if it's like them trying to get him more opportunity to touch the ball. I don't know what it was, but that was an absurd choice.
The worst part is, like, he didn't even try to catch it, and then it bounced, and he was like, wait, now's my chance.
I can get it now. Well, the first time it missed him, I don't know if he lost in the lights or whatever, but, like, run away. If you're not going to catch it, just run away.
Patriots are always big on having guys catch a punt off a bounce, though. They do that more than most teams. Like, if it bounces in front of you, takes a big hop, like, they pick it up a lot.
Yeah, if it's a crow hop, like a Nomar Garcia Pirate, if you want to. But, I mean, that was an absurd choice. I mean, an absurd...
oh, ridiculous.
To have him back there first place, I was like, why? They did the two things where they had, like, Gunner in front for, like, a short punt, and maybe they just didn't think it would ever get far enough for N'Keal Harry, but anybody else. Literally... put Trent Brown back there. I don't care. Like, if you're not going to, just don't touch it. It's rule number one. Poison.
He's also, like, the number one guy for fans to just to get the most outrageous. Yeah. Like, if anyone else
does
that.
I blame Bill for that more than I blame Harry.
But if Myers does, or whoever else, Gunner does that, like, you're like, oh, damn. But because it's Harry,
yeah,
it was everyone worse. Lost their shit.
Like, I think I texted you immediately and said, I want him cut.
Everyone was, I mean, people were tweeting it left and right. I was like, he's had such a good game blocking. Like, they literally have been plowing over people, and he's the only blocker. And then they put him back there, and he's got a fucking black visor on. It's pitch blackout.
What was that?
It's pitch blackout.
I don't know. A lot of people wear the visor.
It's for your drip. It's all for your swag. It has nothing to do with anything.
It was fucking snowing, and he had a black visor on. The man's a clown, all-around clown, but he looks the part. We got to keep him.
Again. That's where it comes down to. You got to keep a couple guys on your team that look like they should play football. That's why we had Cam last year. That's why we have N'Keal this year. I mean, you always got to have someone around that's like, that guy's a football player, even if they can't play football. I don't understand that and I don't even think they brought it up in the press conference. That would have been question number one. I was like, Bill, congrats on the win. Why was Harry trying to return a punt? Why did you have N'Keal Harry, who's never returned a punt in the NFL, under a fucking monsoon hurricane, trying to catch a punt? And then I would have never... that's all I would ask if I try to do what's best for the team. How is that best for the team? Explain your decision. That's why I'm not mad at those Buffalo Bills reporters for asking if it was embarrassing to get run over. Because that, as a fan, the only... I know they won, and I'm spoiled, but the one thing I want to know is, like, what went into the decision-making? And whoever made that decision, I want fired, or at least brought in front of this... press conference where I can ask him a rundown of 20 questions and tell him that he stinks at his job and analyzing punt returners. Because
that was bad. That was just like that.
I was just sick to my stomach. The game was over.
As soon as the commentators were even like, oh, is that that's N'Keal Harry back there? And it was just like,
Bill Belichick's got something up his sleeve tonight, folks. Goes out there and just immediately fucks it up. Cyrus Jones.
Imagine though. Imagine if he did catch that and he did something with it.
I know. No. Well, I mean, we said that for so many years with Cyrus Jones. They literally drafted him to be like, I don't even know if they want him to be their number one corner, but they wanted him to be a good corner, which he wasn't, and they wanted him to be an elite punt returner, which he was the worst at.
He's my favorite when they're just like, anytime Bill picks someone that like it's kind of weird, and they're like, just pick the guy from Alabama. Like, you know he's going to be good. It's like, well, what about Cyrus Jones?
Cyrus Jones was supposed to be good.
And that backfired.
He fumbled. He had an unbelievable streak going, like, of just fucking up punts. And he was doing it in Alabama. He was, like, torching people. I was like, what's the difference? Like, you're in the SEC, and all of a sudden you get to the NFL, and you just got the yips like you read about. I've never seen somebody. He was like Chuck Knobloch. You know what I mean? When Chuck Knobloch was just firing it into the stands from second base. And that's just Cyrus Jones just became that guy. Literally, he got to the NFL. The minute he put on his, like, took his jersey picture with Robert Kraft, he's like, I can't catch punts anymore. I don't know what just happened. Like, it was like the rookie of the year when his arm gets better. You know what I mean? He can't throw fast anymore after he falls the second time. Cyrus Jones went to the NFL and just lost it all.
Just didn't have it.
Wait, I want to mention somebody random, very random, that you tweeted about it today, but it made me, like, I saw red. I was so angry. Richard Sherman can fuck off with his comments about J.C. Jackson.
Well, let's put it into context here. Nobody even knows what he's talking about. And Richard Sherman is basically a retired player playing in Florida. He has been hurt for 2 years or three, and the Buccaneers were so badly hurt, they were like, this guy was good once, let's sign him. And he, like, I mean, he's terrible. And I don't know what he says on his podcast, but it just seems like ludicrous shit. They're just talking about how mad they are that the Patriots won't pay J.C. Jackson. It's like, his contract is still, he's playing on a contract right now. It's not like
he has money.
Yeah. I mean, he was a second, they gave him a second round tender last year. Nobody picked him up, by the way. He's clearly was worth a first round. I thought they were going to give him a first round tender last year. They gave him a second round.
He was acting.
And still nobody gave him it.
He's acting like he's playing on like an IOU. Like you'll get paid eventually.
Sure, man. They're giving their hey, those guys up in New England, man, they hold on to their purse strings. They're not gonna give him $1,200 to play. I don't know if it's like a union thing. They treat it like a union thing. You know what I mean? Like if J.C. Jackson doesn't get his money, none of us are getting paid. Shut up, Richard. You're retired.
And Richard, you were like about to kill your wife this summer. Did we?
Yeah, like a month ago. A month ago, you were in custody, and he's got stuff to talk about Bill Belichick being cheap. It's absurd. That thing has been proven time and time again that it's false, that the Patriots don't pay their top players. This is exactly the player they do pay, is a young, homegrown stud.
He made a lot of big hits. He was coming up and laying hits this week.
He's a big boy.
Yeah, he likes to hit. He's awesome. He has to be a top five corner.
Do you think they take? Think do it. They take these guys like Mac, and like take them to press conference training, and they're like, "You will talk like this from now," because he sounds 100%
they
more,
do.
Yeah, obviously.
More and more like Brady, and it bothers me. It like gets me hot and bothered every
Mac 10. You mean Mac 10? You mean MJ 10? Because I don't know. I think we talked about MJ 10 last week, but he trademarked Mac 10 this week, which I love. I'm a big Mac 10 guy from way back.
Said it wasn't for gear. Said not for merchandise, just so nobody else can use it in the future.
Said that?
Cool. Yeah, 100%.
I love it. See, that's what I said last week.
People were freaking out about that. They made a big deal. Like, oh, who does he think he is? It's like, what's the big deal? He has it, and it was probably, what, $1,800 to get
it? I don't even
like,
think it was that much.
And it's over. Like,
I wonder if I could trademark something right now and just own it. Own the Malcolm Go podcast website.
I've owned that for a long time.
That's the only way you're getting paid, babe.
I'm not selling it.
Somebody asked me how I was going to divvy up the money. I said, what? What do you mean? What money, first of all? How do you know there's any money?
Haven't you seen my
Mac's
new computer?
Fiance,
I got a new computer.
Mac's little fiance did all this for him at 0530, baby. 0530 in the morning. She was up there filing for trademarks. writing the checks and watching film. We all know it.
I love watching film.
Is 0530, is that 5:30 or is that 4:30?
It's 5:30.
It's 5:30.
That's pretty easy because anything before noon is just the number, but with a zero in front of it. And then it just adds up, and then I'm lost. If you asked what time 5 o'clock p.m. is in military time, I'd be lost. Is that $1,700?
Did you see them ask Mac if he was going to watch football this weekend? He was like, well, yeah, I like football. So
I'll be watching football. I got to watch film. He is a robot. He's become Patriots robot, and I love it, actually. He does sound a lot like Brady, but to answer your question, they do like PR training. They tell him exactly what they say and what they have to say, and so they're not in trouble.
Probably do the most of it in the league.
I would say easily. I mean, Peyton Manning was like, I interviewed every single quarterback in the league this year for my Monday night shows. Mac Jones was the only one that was not allowed to be there. They were like, yeah, no, we're not going to do that. Could you imagine? Yeah.
Mac told him to call the PR guy. Mac told Peyton Manning, oh, you're going to have to call the PR guy.
You're a new quarterback in the league, a rookie, and Peyton Manning, one of the three best quarterbacks of all time, calls you and is like, you got 5 minutes to talk to me about the show I do? And he's like, I can't. Sorry, man.
Manning said they did the same thing to him when he was a rookie.
Yeah.
He wasn't allowed to talk either. It's like,
except for he was too busy throwing 40 interceptions or whatever he did.
He said, once I threw 30 picks, they're like, you can talk to whoever you want.
Talk to whoever you want. You ain't going to last long here, kid. I don't know. Anyway, let's take a quick break. Defense. We'll take a quick break and we'll come back. Maybe there's an ad. Maybe there isn't. We'll find out after this.
You have a bunch of questions. And I want to have them answered immediately.
Anyway, we're back. I don't know if there was an ad there. We'll find out. Yeah, so we're back. So you had an interesting question or topic, KP, earlier when we were, consolidating our ideas. You said, do you think Mac Jones will have a body transformation like Brady? If he does, if he continues eating steak, eggs, and spaghetti, he's going to get who was that Kentucky quarterback that was as fat as can be? What's his name?
Jared Lorenzen.
Jared Lorenzen. May he rest in peace. RIP. R.I.P.I.P. Yeah. I mean, Tom Brady looks younger now than when he started. And Mac Jones is just going to get chubbier.
I think we chalked that up to the Botox.
Yeah. I mean, and he's had
self-tanner.
It's insane. You know, you know when you look at you're like around someone for so long, you don't even notice like their weight gain or their weight loss or anything or them balding. It's amazing to me that like in 20 years, I was like, wow, this guy, I mean, he's so handsome. And I just never noticed anything. Fuck Christ's sakes. Is that you?
That was Ari and Angela. Sorry, she's texting me.
Texting you again?
Who has a text on a ring though? Why would you ever want your phone to make a noise?
He's getting pinged by my aunt. A professional pod, that's three strikes tonight.
Wait, does your phone make that noise every single time someone texts you?
It's like, no, my mother, like, I'm she gets my mother's
because
like,
I'm on the MacBook that my mommy bought me and I have the volume on.
Oh,
shut off the notifications.
I thought that was your phone. Listen, I was like, your phone.
He's like my 60-year-old mother who has a notification for every Instagram post. She does, you know what I mean? Like, you look at her phone, it's just 1,000. Somebody posted it on Instagram, and they're all celebrities, like Star Magazine. I don't even know if that exists anymore, but my mom used to get it. It was just lies about, every celebrity. Like, and there's an alien living inside Jennifer Lopez. And my mom would have...
All right, gang. They're off.
What?
They're off.
What's off? Oh, your notifications? Well, thank God. They're right in time.
It only took me 45 minutes.
No, when are we going to talk about the defense? Jones,
huh?
Mac Jones, by year 8, has a six-pack.
No chance. He cares about football, but I don't think he cares about the nutrition part of it yet. I mean, he needs himself an Alex Guerrero. I mean, I'm just saying, like, what I was talking about before I was rudely interrupted by your fucking ping was Brady, like, you didn't notice that he was, like, getting hair, like, transplants and shit. Like, he was balding 2001. He was getting bald. And you could see it. If you go back to like his 2001, 2002 photos, like he's got a buzz cut and his hair is like noticeably going back.
Ugly.
His hairline now is better than a 12-year-old's. So it's thick.
It's amazing what a tan does for someone.
Yeah, tan. Like,
he's always tan now, and he really
He's got a Florida. Yeah, he's got a Florida. He's a Florida tan. But the hairline, I'm telling you, it's like down. It's like Jalen Rose, like down, like 3 inches above his eyebrow, straight as an arrow.
That's funny you brought up Jalen Rose. He's filed for divorce with First Take Molly.
I don't even know who that is, but I know who Jalen Rose is. Apparently, well, God bless. Hey, Godspeed, Jalen and First Take Molly. Is he anything like Skip Bayless?
You know who Molly is? The little white girl that stops Stephen A. Smith from acting like
what?
Jesus. What are you talking? I don't even know why we spun off into this tangent about Jalen Rose for no reason. Either. Jalen Rose is getting a divorce? All right, let's stop. We'll shut down the whole podcast.
You know you're a fucking mumbling, stuttering little fuck. You know that?
What the fuck was that? Okay, fucking KP.
I was not going to say that. I didn't know what I was going to say, but I hesitated, and that made it worse. I think I need to.
I can't. All right. You are fucking out of control. This is the 3 a.m. wake-ups that gets to the kids. As I said, week one, I told you we're off. We're fucking done. We are toast on the pod.
So,
we will be the hottest podcast in the streets, though. The minute we get fired with the bad boys of media. It's like us and Howard Stern, Nopi, and Anthony.
Yeah. Who was the one that called the Rutgers women's basketball team a bunch of names like 10 years
that
ago?
That was Don, he's dead now. Don Imus.
Yeah, that was bad.
Mr. Imus. Bad. He's the old classic shock jock. The original shock jock.
He might have been the first person to ever get canceled.
He was early on in cancelization. I was talking actually today about
Jesus got canceled pretty hard.
That's true. Hey, you know what? Good point. That's a good take. That's a strong point.
Jesus won.
I was talking about how I watched I wouldn't even dignify to put it on this podcast, but it was a Andrew Dice Clay bit from the 80s where he says heinous things about people. And I was just talking about how he was supposed to be My Cousin Vinny. He was supposed to, you know, the Joe Pesci part.
I was just watching that
and
today.
I was talking about how that's like, I was like, he might have been the first person that was canceled. I literally was talking about that today because I don't even know if it was about this bit, but the bit was like, I was shocked. And I'm not a guy that's like upset or anything about comedy. I love it. I let people, you know, what they do, whatever they do. I'm like, if I don't think it's funny, I don't care. I don't like say anything about it. But this was so outrageous. I was like, I can't believe he said this. And people are laughing and everyone's like, can you believe that, Dice? Everyone's loving it. And I'm like, and then, he didn't get the My Cousin Vinny bit because of it, even though they wrote it for him, and they gave it to Joe Pesci, by the way, is unbelievable.
One of the best movies. Imagine if that was Dice, that movie would have been terrible.
I don't know. It could have been good.
Pesci was perfect.
Joe Pesci's one of my favorite people ever. He's one of the best actors
of all time. He drilled that.
I asked you for it, Henry. I'm asking you for a favor. I do a lot of fucking favors for you, don't I? I'm trying to bang this fucking broad. You want to help me out?
It's one of my favorite
bits.
While
you're on the topic of the media, Tony... Why don't we talk about
We're talking about the defense.
Does Bill Belichick trust Mac Jones?
Oh, yes. This is a new segment we're going to start. It's about how we're going to interact and just basically counteract the hot takes of the Boston media or the ESPN media. That's the new thing is that now this week it's they didn't believe in Mac Jones enough to let him throw. No. They didn't let him. They let him throw 40 times against Tom Brady in a monsoon in Foxborough. This was an absolute hurricane winds, and you could see. I mean, what did Josh Allen do? Throw one pass over 20 yards.
That was the thing. Dave Brown, who has a great Patriots Twitter, he was talking
that about, Dave Brown. Yeah,
yeah, he was saying Patriots had averaged more yards per play on the ground than the Bills did when they threw the ball.
Yeah.
So if by that logic, you should be like, well, why didn't the Bills actually just run the ball more?
Yeah, be better. I hate the glorification of like one like characteristic of a game. You know what I mean? Like I hate Mina Kimes, who I do enjoy. I don't like the analytics so much, but like I hate, she wrote like, oh my God, did you see that pass to Stephon Diggs? I saw God or something like that. She wrote, that was the most annoying thing ever. Should have saw God when Damian Harris was running down their throat. Didn't say, see God. By the way, this is the game plan brought to you by Marshawn Lynch.
Motherfucker face. Run through a motherfucker face. Run through a motherfucker face.
The game plan.
Josh Allen almost threw three, four picks in that game?
Like, yeah, J.C. Jackson should have had a pick six.
J.C. Jalen.
I mean, that's the first time I texted you. This is the first time I've ever seen him drop one that he should have caught. Ever.
Again, it was windy, so.
I don't care.
It wasn't like they were, like, just moving the ball down the field and we were just deciding not to. Like, I don't know. The obsession with that is just weird.
It wasn't like they were holding him back. It was just the stupidest thing. It was like you know what? They went in there with a game plan. They do the same thing all the time. They do what's best to win, and it worked perfectly.
And the Bills just start to run, like, standard run plays out of their, like, shotgun offense, and, like, they weren't...
Exactly. They just ran draws.
They ran, like, a basic... The Pats fronts, I mean, we haven't talked about the best part of the team by far.
With that defense.
The defense. Like, we're what, 50 minutes into this thing?
Yeah.
I mean, Godshaw, 10 tackles in the middle. Hightower was an absolute monster.
Godshaw is an animal. That guy is
10 tackles in this game.
He is so strong. It's phenomenal. Watching him toss men next to Barmore makes me horny.
Yeah.
There was a play in the...
Barmore's a beast.
In the fourth quarter where...
Can't get enough of it.
Hightower got hit a little bit after the whistle. They didn't call it. It was on, like, Judon, but I think Judon lost contained, and they scrambled down to the, like... Josh Allen scrambled to the left out of bounds. The next play, Hightower just completely runs over a guard and just gets in his face after. Like that, he's absolutely dominated the front seven.
He starts so slow every season. Not slow, but like he's just like a it takes him a while to get up to speed. I don't know, like week two and three, he's like running in cement, and then by week four, he's the best linebacker in the world.
There's a little different football playing about now though.
Well, for the last, like, 15 years of his life, he's only been coached by Nick Saban and Bill Belichick. I mean, that's sick. I mean,
it'll be Mac Jones. It's going to be the same thing.
No.
Well, that's why
next
I don't
40
think...
years of Mac's life.
Yeah.
And Barmore.
I love Barmore.
How perfect of a game would that have been for Judon?
What?
And not Judon, Duggar.
I know.
My God.
I would love to bring that up, by the way, how I was shocked. I was in my basement... a gasp on that fourth down call. Phillips goes down with a Martin Grammatica injury. And crying out loud. I keep asking my friend here, Tyler, to pour me a beer, and he keeps giving me half cups. I'm a grown boy. I can drink a full glass. Crying out loud.
How about them booing Phillips when he's on the ground?
Yeah. For what?
That was AIDS.
That had nothing to do with anything, by the way. That couldn't have helped anyone. Like, if he was hurt... Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, if a defender is hurt during a two-minute drill, okay, that's a thing, like, to slow another team down. But we had the ball. Patriots had the ball. It doesn't affect anybody. But anyway, yeah, that was a dirtbag Buffalo move. What was I just thinking about?
The complete opposite of what Zimmerman did to lose the Detroit game, where he rushed three and left six guys behind the goal line, and they just ran in front of the goal line, scored a touchdown.
Yeah. I was under the impression. I mean, it was fourth and what, 17 or something like, or four. It was like fourth and goal, but it was 17 yards. And I was like, "That's it." Rush three, Barmore, Judon, and like Van Noy drop everyone else into a giant zone. There's no way they're getting 17. And they did a zero blitz with Phillips out, with Duggar out, and they left Miles Bryant back there, and he covered two guys basically because that guy behind. I mean, maybe Beasley wasn't going to make the play, but that guy was open behind him where he got in front of it and blocked it. Epic.
Miles Bryant's good.
He is good, but like, I mean, so I couldn't believe they called a zero blitz on that.
Miles Bryant had a great second half. I actually wrote a note in the first half. Like, the difference between just coming in and playing a few plays, like third down or just doing specialty things, is fine, and he was really good at that. At the first half of this game, he got exposed. They were attacking him. They were throwing at his guy. They were running at him all day because those would have been Duggar plays on first and second down.
Yeah, I love Duggar. I mean, the good thing about the bye right now is you got now Phillips. I don't know if he's hurt. It doesn't seem to be. But, I mean, I was scared they had like a Grammatica celebration injury because he was completely fine after that breakup. And then they come back and he's on the ground. And I'm like, what's going on here? And then then they had Harris definitely hurt his hamstring. Doing something.
Yeah,
so
Harris might be out for a while. That
I don't
could
know.
Be
he seemed fine. He was still on the field after the
They said he was good. And like the post-game presser, they were talking about how he was fine.
Yeah, usually you don't do a press conference if you're hurt for the Patriots. You're never even available. So I'm thinking that's good. So you got 2 weeks for that. Duggar will definitely be back from COVID list. You know, so they got time to heal up.
Was that Judon's worst game?
Yeah, that wasn't great.
I don't know, was it? I mean, I didn't notice him getting exposed. He lost contain a couple times, but
like three or four times. They're running at him. He had that big sack.
You do with the best rush pass rusher. You always run at the best pass rusher because they're always coming up
the field.
Yeah,
yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Was it like Trey Flowers? Never.
No, see, Trey Flowers. This is what the Malcolm Gold podcast is known for. Character. Team first guys, just willing to set the edge.
Maybe
I need
setting the edge.
I love a five. I love a season long five sack guy, but just holds his edge. That's what I need for life.
Wait,
that's why I was on board with Winovich. Wait.
You know where Trey Flowers went to college and why he had all these characteristics? He's the University of Arkansas.
Everyone knows he's the University of Arkansas. But he was on terrible Arkansas teams. He wasn't on a good one.
We don't have to talk about that.
Dietrich Wise is also a hog, and he can't set an edge. Can he set an edge? I always lose control of my Dietrich Wise takes. I think that they overpaid him, but whatever. That's not neither here nor there. But I'd like to tell Richard Sherman about overpaying Dietrich Wise for no reason.
You see the money they're talking? They're going to raise salary cap to is like $250 million by 2023.
What's it, like 203 right now or something?
No,
salary cap just like doesn't matter.
190?
So they're going to raise it by 40 million.
Oof.
40, 50 million.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to have to keep Patrick Mahomes' team competitive. He's getting $50 million a year in like 1 year.
A new TV contract's coming out, so they're about to get paid.
You know, you want to hear something wild? The Dolphins are only one game behind the Bills. And after Tom goes in and beats the Bills
Buffalo this
ass,
week,
it'll be Miami.
That's
It'll
something that
Miami.
In Miami we got
on our schedule. I don't like is the fact that like the Bills went from being like this 2-7 team where you're like, oh yeah, chalk that up for a win later in the season.
So yeah,
that's gonna be that
at Miami is gonna be tough. 1 o'clock because they're gonna probably be fighting if they win out. I don't know what their schedule is, but if they win out, they'll be 10-7.
Oh, Buffalo's.
No, I'm talking about Miami.
Yeah,
they've won 5 straight and they're 6-7. They were 1-7.
We broke Buffalo. They're in like shambles. There's players bitching at each other. McDermott's crying.
Well, McDermott said shit about his team that you're like, he was
It
wasn't me. All right, buddy. You challenged a play. One of the worst challenges of all time to cost a timeout.
Yeah, and I don't even know if that guy, if Mac got that. I was almost positive he was 2.5 yards short, but that has nothing to do with it. They called it a first down. You couldn't see a body in there. Mac was definitely in there. Poking eyes out, trying to get a first down. He just squirted out the end. Did you see him at the end? They're like, "Where's Mac Jones?" Oh, there he is, like a goonie. He came out of like a tunnel at the end.
Scuba suit Mac.
Yeah, scuba suit Mac looked good.
You know, Miami has a relatively easy schedule. They have the Jets at New Orleans, at the Titans, and then home against the Patriots.
They'll probably lose at the Titans, but that's it.
Potential.
Wait,
I mean,
what was pretty?
The Titans
what
aren't
was
healthy.
Easy about that?
I think they're going to win the first two games, and then they could beat the Titans, and they play us.
Yeah.
I'm basically
and
they
could be,
this,
and they could, they would literally be in conversation for, like, the 4 seed if they win out.
Well, yeah, the wild card.
Because everybody
Which
makes
is
the
four,
playoffs
five,
now.
And five. Oh, no, 5, 6, and 7, whatever it is. So the 5 seed.
They're going to be there because there's a
Wait,
lot of hard
can
schedules.
Can we talk about?
So we'd have to win, go for our 1 seed while they're trying to get their 5 seed.
Right.
The entire
that
NFC North. All has to play each other again.
AFC North?
So the Bengals have to play the Browns, Steelers, and Baltimore.
Yeah.
Baltimore has to play. They all have to play each other again in the next
I like how they changed
weeks.
That. They changed that recently where, like, the teams have to play, like, most of the time they have to play division games at the beginning and the end of the season. Yeah. They play, like, opposite divisions in the middle. So it works out. I mean, it makes things awesome because it's definitely working out.
I'll tell you
for us,
out for me.
We play
what's that?
My preseason Patriots to win the division bet.
I know. I can't believe it. In fact, they might not only win the division, they have a realistic shot at the 1 seed, which I think is absurd. I thought they were going to be fighting for a wild card spot this year, and they are real. I mean, they're almost a playoff lock at this point.
They should. Well, it's weird.
I mean, they are.
The conference is so jammed up. There's a.
Is you lose one game, you're like the seven. You're like out of the playoffs.
Yeah, you're right in the in the middle of the pack again.
Right now, they're leading. They're technically in the 1 seed, but they're 9-4, and then there's 4 teams behind them that are 8-4. Luckily, the Patriots have a tiebreaker over the Bills, Chargers, and the
everyone
Titans.
The AFC.
Yeah, somehow they have one over the Ravens, but I don't know what
the
that,
only AFC team they lost to was Miami, so they're the best conference record. So
best conference record. So they got to beat Miami. They got to beat Buffalo a second time.
Imagine if they won that game.
I know. I mean, they should have won that game, and they had that shitty loss against New Orleans. But
shit. But at least New Orleans had like a quarterback there.
This was such a run, by the way. That was the end of the run that I was thought was like going to make the team. And I was like, if they win four games out of the six, that's like they're going to be in good. They're going to be in good shape. They won every single one of them, which is so crazy. I thought they were going to definitely lose at Buffalo. I thought they might lose to Tennessee. I thought they'd lose at San Diego, and I'm going to call them San Diego until they move back. And then, I thought maybe they were going to lose three, which would have been a fight for a wild card, like I said. They realistically could win, 13 games? If they win out, I wish they didn't have a bye right now. The bye right now annoys me.
No, it helps them because all the teams that are close to them could all lose this week.
It's not the record thing. I'm talking about the momentum of it. The momentum of the team right now.
The boys were buzzing.
They're buzzing. The boys are buzzing.
That's another thing. Buffalo just played this game, which was probably the most physical game played in the last, 15 years?
Has to be.
Like, that was one of the most physical games I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And then they have a short week to go play Tampa.
Tom, how good is that, too?
We have a nice week to rest.
Like, they went 30 years of getting their dick handed to them by the Patriots. And they had to play Bill Belichick 1 week, who just manhandles them at home. And then they have to go to Tampa to play Tom Brady back-to-back. The rare Belichick-Brady sweep.
Imagine going from...
throw it 40.
Yeah, probably.
You're going to... You play the Patriots at home on Monday night, and then you lose to Brady, and now you're out of the playoffs.
like they'd be a 500 team, I think. Are they 8-5? 8-4. They're 8-4, right?
They must be 7-4.
I think they're 8-4, and then they could lose. Patriots are 9-4. I think they're 8.
Oh,
Bills
so
are
they
8-4.
Must be 8-4.
I think they're 8-4.
No,
so they
8-5. They have one more loss.
Maybe. This is what I'm talking about. We don't know what we're talking about. We just babble into mics.
I was just looking at this a second ago.
Vomit all over the microphones. we'll see. Anyway, I mean, this is a bye week for us. I wish they didn't have the bye week, but to be quite honest, because I was having a great time.
The Bills are 7-5.
7-5?
Yeah.
So they could be 7-6. Dolphins will jump them.
I kind of like the bye week where we're at, because the Colts, I think, are...
What's going on?
Your phone.
I was typing.
7-5, 6-7.
They have a bye too.
Who does?
The Colts are on a bye too. So
I know, so that's good though.
Prepare for one another.
The Colts are very much a Patriots equal right now, which I hate because I loved the perennial Colts are the softest team in the league that was like the last 30 years. And now they're like a tough running team and they can play defense.
And they have a quarterback who doesn't really turn the ball over. He's pretty good.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't trust Wentz. I think the Wentz will make a mistake, but... They don't have offensive weapons aside from their running back that's any good.
It's like the Patriots.
Don't they have T.Y.?
Yeah, I guess.
Old T.Y.?
They have Pittman.
How old is T.Y. Hilton? Yeah. Is he 45 years old? Yeah, Michael Pittman. He's okay. But we can get into that next week.
And we're home.
No, we're not. We're in Indy.
Damn it.
We're in Indy. This is an absolute atrocity from the start.
We're at a Lucas Oil Stadium.
This is a great stadium. I went to a Super Bowl where we lost there.
KP, you going to that game?
It's bent like a farm. Be like a born.
Where do you? Just out of curiosity, Tyler, where do you think Arkansas is?
It can't be more than 6 or 7 hours, right? Yeah,
everything over there is like, I mean, it's a little puddle jump. You know what I mean?
I feel like it's 50 minutes to get to the grocery store. So,
oh man, we just jump over the Mississippi. Half the time we call you, you're loading grain into your pickup truck. So cut the shit and stop acting like you live in some metropolis.
What do you mean? Tyler has a wood stove in his home.
Yeah, it's like the Northeast.
Yeah,
we get cold here. At least Tyler lives like two towns away. He's at my house in 7 minutes. I went to Arizona for the Super Bowl, and I had to go the next town over. Took 2 hours. I was in Chandler, Arizona. I had to get to wherever the hell it is, Glendale. It was a 2-hour zero traffic ride. That's how fucked up the rest of the world is. Anyway, I think this was a great first podcast to introduce the folks at Fansided and MusketFire.com to the Malcolm Go podcast. This is how it usually goes. It's usually an atrocity from start to finish. We just talk trash.
You think Musket Fire knows anything about AT&T? You think they have any connection that they can get us in on?
Why? What do you think?
Yeah, I was watching this, the commercial. I don't know if you get the same commercials because I watch everything on like whatever the app on the TV. So I kept
cable cutter.
The same AT&T commercial where the girl just comes on.
The
and
chest,
she comes
she's
on,
a chesty gal.
She comes on every single screen in America. Like she's in Times Square and she's just talking to America. And then there's football stadium. She's on all those screens.
Okay.
She's in your home. Just completely 1984. Like, and just, and, but the, like, no, it's actually good that we get to talk to you all at once and control your life. Like, no one thinks this commercial's weird.
I'm completely lost. I know that you sent me the clip and I probably should have watched it, but now I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'm just completely creeped out that this girl goes on every screen in America at the same time and talks to everyone, and everyone looks at it like, oh, this is a good thing in
Big
the
brother.
Commercial. Like, they're trying to make that
this
just
is,
seamlessly.
This is a very odd take.
Have you seen this commercial?
I know people talked about her because of her curves. She's very famous for her curves.
Of course they're going to put a girl with nice tits right on the screen for everyone in America.
AT&T
distract them and pretend like this isn't what they're trying to get us all
AT&T logo's all stretched out.
All right, we'll talk about this next week.
Yeah. I mean, look, we got an hour on that next Wednesday. Anyway, I think this is a great, iteration, opening, if you will. Grand opening, grand closing, as Jay-Z said.
This is our inaugural.
Inaugural Malcolm Go podcast on fansided.com, on the musketfire.com. But just so you know, I mean, if you're new to the pod, you always can email us with questions, with topics, things you want us to talk about. MalcolmGoPodcast@gmail.com. Our Twitters are very active. @BradyDisciple is me. KP is running the Malcolm Go pod. At Malcolm Go Pod, right? Because you can't go the whole thing. That Twitter account. Again, you can email us. Tweetist. No dick pics, please. Enough of those already. Tyler,
only
you guys.
Only some.
We've gotten enough. Trust me. You just let us know what you think. Subscribe. Tell your Nana about us. Tell your, everybody about us. Subscribe. Share. Let the whole squad know the Malcolm Go podcast is lit. It's ready to go. Take off to the moon. Patriots podcast, number one in the world. Let's go.
Do your job. All right, don't try to make too much out of it. Just do your job. 7, 8 months ago, right? All for this moment. It's about honor. It's about respect. We win this game. Your honor. Your kids are honor. Your family's honor.
Stack receivers, two to the right. Russell Wilson extends the hands he has. Wilson, quick throw. And it's intercepted. Intercepted by Malcolm Butler. Butler has it at the one. Malcolm Butler.
And Warner goes back to throw. And here's the blitz by Mike Vrabel. The back is intercepted. It's caught by Tyrone. 30, 25, 20, 15. Touchdown. Touchdown. Tyrone picks it up and takes it to the house. Lewis. Four. Adam Vinatieri. 48-yard field goal attempt. Set to go. Snap ball down. Kick up. Kick is on the way. And it is good.
It's good. It's good. Adam Vinatieri booms a 48-yard field goal. And the game is over. And the Patriots are Super Bowl champions. The Patriots are Super Bowl champions. The best team in the
league. Hey! Did it.
I love you, man.
Did it, bro. I love you. I love you. You worked your ass off.
You're the greatest quarterback in the world, man.
Hey, I love you, man.